Hello, Mr. Clements.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let's finish out your claim, sir. What did you try to do to resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
What did I try to do to resolve it?
Yes. Was there anything that you could do or did you try to do?
Yeah, I tried calling. I reached out to USERA, who's a military advocate for soldiers who have civilian jobs. They reached out to me as well and said it's just best if I find another job.
Okay. Not a problem, sir. So, let's see. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Do I elect to have 10% of my federal check?
No, 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax.
Yes, why not?
Okay, no problem. Now, I'm going to give you your PIN number, Mr. Clements.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you have pen and paper, that number is going to be 4987. The best way to remember that, 49 is the last two digits of your Social Security number, and 87 is your birth year.
Okay, 4987.
Okay, and let's see. Now, Kimberly Clark is not military, but...
Yes, it's not.
No problem. Hold on one moment. Hold on one moment. And what branch were you with for the military,
Army.
Sir?
Army. Army.
All right, now. Let's see. I'm a former military myself.
Let's see. So you know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, so let me ask this question. Have you filed an unemployment claim under any other state or federal law since your most recent separation from active duty?
No, man, it's my first time I've ever filed.
Okay. So that's no. Are you a member of the Reserves or National Guard?
Yes.
Thank you. Let me see. Military leave is of absence.
As a matter of fact, I was...
Okay, no problem. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead and repeat that.
As a matter of fact, I was on military leave while I got terminated.
He was on military leave.
Yes, so my drills was considered military leave. I had to go through the system they use, Matrix, which I have emails to validate that as well. But I was on military leave, and Matrix called me to return to work, but my Kimberly Clark called me, told me that I was terminated that Tuesday, and I had to return to work that Wednesday. I got an email from Matrix as well saying return to work on Wednesday. So it was kind of a disconnect between...
It was a conflict of interest.
Correct. But when I contacted USERA, I'm assuming that they kind of put the union, then they kind of confused them with the company, and Sarah just called me back.
What is your pay grade?
Me, 5.
Gotcha. So you are not, hold on. But you are, I shouldn't have to do this part. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm looking at what is required. When did you join the military?
In 2006, April.
So that was 04-2006. And
April
what
20th.
Is April 20th? Yeah, you never
April
really
20th.
Forget, do you?
No, yeah.
And the separation date?
I'm still in the National Guard.
Still in the National Guard. But I think they're asking for, I may not need to put that you was in the military. Hold on.
Because
you're not out.
Correct.
Hold on. So let me change that. Let me go back. All right. All right, Mr. Clements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. So you must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is going to be labor.alabama.gov. If you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is going to be 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. So you can make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week starting Sunday the 18th. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefit. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Mr. Clements, we have completed your unemployment claim. I'm going to kill them over there. You know, I'm sorry. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. I don't have any questions.
All right. Well, Mr. Clements, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great holiday season and enjoy your evening, okay?
Yes, ma'am. You have a great one as well.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.